All right, so let's read the texture from Maryville. Listen to this.
So, Roy, it says, here in Maryville, I was without power for 223.5 hours. There are still people out in Gary.
So if you're in a home, that's crazy. I'm not laughing. I'm just, that's like a crazy laugh. Like, you're out of power for 10 days. That's caveman stuff going on here, right? I mean, this is, it's not the 1800s where we came out here with ox-pulled carts, okay? It's 2026, and the Bears think they're moving to Hammond. Checkbox, probably not a good sign for Northwest Indiana. You can't even get the power up and running, and you want to steal our Bears from us. Here, fact check. It ain't happening. Okay, Roy, over to you.
Well, first of all, I think we've all been through power outages, and it's very inconvenient and aggravating and stuff, but it's also terrible. Very temporary, and sometimes it's a few hours. My God, if it was out for a day, holy cats, you know, and things. So it's really, really difficult to imagine what it's like for these poor people in Indiana who go on weeks now, and some of them still don't have power on after all these storms. So, but let's control what we can control. And so one of the worst things, you know, obviously our business is the flooded basements. And when the power goes off, that's one of the first things you're aware of. And then when the power, you know, comes back on, you got to face cleanup. But even so, imagine weeks, you can't even get power to run your pumps or your fans or anything to dry out. And so, again, my heart just goes out to those people who have gone days and weeks without power. So I want to talk today about sump pumps and particularly backup pumps and battery backup pumps and generators and all those things that should come to mind. Because, you know, we may not live in Northwest Indiana where the infrastructure is not what we have. But nevertheless, we're all susceptible. We never know. A tree goes down and power surges and all those things can happen to our home. And so there's things we can do to be prepared. So first of all, I want everybody to understand why we have sump pumps, because we dig holes in the ground for our basements and crawl spaces, and water is attracted to the holes. So you're not going to keep water away from your basement. So, and water gets in the hole, gets down to the bottom of the hole. It can't go any place further, so it'll rise up and come up through around your floor. So that's why we have sump pumps. And they work automatically. When the water gets too high, it'll keep that water level down so it's not pushing up through around the floor. And it allows us to drain the water away from our structure so it doesn't cause problems. So you need to have a sump pump. And sump pumps, for the most part, are electric. And so when the power goes out, your pump's going to go out. And so even if your basement's not finished, you don't want a flood in your basement. And, you know, storage items and things like that. And then you got mold and mildew and all that stuff that goes on. Okay, so lesson one, you don't want a single point of failure. You can't have one sump pump. So if you have a stormwater pump that's pumping water when it rains, it's going to fail. All pumps fail. And so then you want a backup pump. And most backup pumps are battery operated, and so you that way, when your primary pump fails or the power goes out temporarily or something, the other pump will just take its place and keep your basement dry. The problem, and I've been doing this for a long time, and we've been installing backup pumps for the bulk of that time. We recognize right away you can't have a single pump and have confidence in your basement. So we put in backup pumps. But the problem with backup pumps is they're battery operated. And what do we know about batteries, Dave?
And they fail 100%.
and they get old. And they don't last forever. I don't care if cell phone, flashlights, whatever, your batteries need to be replaced. Well, people buy a battery backup pump and they think they're done. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, now I've got a secondary backup. I don't have to worry anymore. And they forget there's a battery down there. And that battery, a marine-type battery, which is specifically designed for this purpose, you can use any 12-volt battery. You can use your car battery, but it's not designed for that purpose. It's not going to work as well as a marine battery that's designed for backup pumps. So we, and then the battery will last optimally probably around 3 years, a good marine battery. At that point, it starts, like any other battery, degrading. And so, you know, we've had people who have a backup pump and they've never replaced a battery. How old is it? It's 6 years old. Well, it still works because every time I test the test button, I can hear the pump run and the light goes on and blah, blah, blah. Well, that means you have enough power to run the test button. And that means, but that also might mean during a storm when you really need it, and you may not have needed it for 5 or 6 years. You haven't had a power outage very often. But the day you do need it, and then it runs for 10 minutes or a half hour or 2 hours, and then stops. Boom. That means everything worked like it was supposed to, just the battery not got replaced. So it's very important you have a backup pump, that it's maintenanced. And by that, I just mean primarily is tested regularly, and that you replace the battery regularly. So then you think, well, I'll get people think about generators. I say, well, I'll get it, and then I won't need a backup pump. I've got a generator. Well, the generator works great if the power fails, and that's what caused your pump to work. But what if your pump didn't work for another reason? What if the impeller got stuck, or the float didn't work, or the discharge line got clogged? There's all kinds of reasons motor fails, why pumps fail. And power outage is just one of them. So even if you have a natural gas whole house generator, you still need a backup pump. You need a secondary pump in there, okay, so that when the pump fails mechanically.
So, Roy, if our listeners want this backup system so they reduce or remove the risk of getting their basement flooded in the event of another power outage, which seems to be happening, it's a new word, kids, it'll be on the ACT that you no longer have to take, you can, especially in the listening area, right, in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana listening area, because we are going to get hit again. It's just inevitable. And when the power goes out, to ensure that your basement doesn't get flooded because your sump pump doesn't have any energy or your battery has died, what should our listeners be doing?
Well, like I say, it's not just power outage. It's, pumps fail every day, and even backup pumps fail every day. So it's important that you check your pump every day, to make sure that they're working, because it might be working like your refrigerator. It's working today. It should work tomorrow, but one day it's not, and then you have to throw all that stuff on. Okay. Well, it's the same thing with pumps. They can just fail for a variety of reasons, so that's why we have a secondary pump. And then when you introduce that, you get this sense of security. I'm bulletproof. I've got this backup system and stuff. But those fail, too. They fail for the same reasons. There's a mechanical pump in there. We now introduced a battery that can get old and lose power and degrade. That needs to be replaced periodically. And then you have a charger that's supposed to keep it charged. And that may fail and not be charging the battery properly. You can't test it every day. Nobody has time or wants to do that. So we invented the Basement Defender. It's the only device out there. It's a patented device that will literally exercise your pumps, both your primary and your backup pump, every day at 8 a.m. And if there's any problem with any of the systems, even the charger, the battery, either pump is not working properly or up to snuff, it will send you an alert. And it doesn't send you an alert every day, only if there is a problem. And by testing it every day, the odds of you having a pump failure during a storm are almost nil. We've been doing this now for 8 years. We've got over 10,000 units. We've had nary a single basement flood when it had a Basement Defender unit in, because the odds are just significantly reduced. So we can't eliminate basement flooding, can't tell you that ever happened, but it gets you closer and closer to 99% secure with the Basement Defender.
Where should our listeners go, and what number should they call to get more information and schedule a consultant to come out, a member of your tribe, as you like to call them, come out to check out their house?
Yeah, it's a free consultation. We'll inspect your whole sump pit arrangement, your sump pit, the discharge line, make sure everything's copacetic there, make sure you have the right pump and compatible pumps. 800-421-SEAL, 800-421-7325, or permaseal.net.